Good evening, and welcome to the Night Owl. If you're new to this side of the Bird Brain Podcast, this is where the things that go bump in the night have a little bit more room to roam. And I must warn you, content may contain adult language and scenarios that may not be suitable for all audience members, so listener's discretion is advised. It's April. We are in the season of change, of growth, transitions, traveling even. And in tonight's story, a group of friends decide to take their annual birthday trip. And every place has a story, every place has its history. But some places have history that you can't really escape. Lock your doors, check your windows, and get comfortable. I give you the last resort. Every year, my friends and I plan a new spot to check out. We just find a spot on a map, and that's where we go. We're spontaneous like that. What's crazy is our willingness to drive or fly to wherever we decide. I know it sounds ridiculous, but the reason it works so well is because while we are pretty spontaneous, we're still very reasonable and considerate of each other. It's a great balance. What's also interesting is as a group, we're all full of random and sometimes irrelevant information. For example, my buddy Rudy, he knows how many songs a Red Robin can sing. It's 50. He's known that since first grade. Carmen is just a whiz with gadgets and technology and electronics, and we still haven't figured out how her brain works entirely. It's kind of creepy. Mike, he just gets things intuitively. Like, it doesn't make sense. I've watched him figure things out in real time that take another person probably years, if they're lucky. And there's me. I just know what I know and I feel what I feel. I haven't been able to explain it since I was younger, but it's always been there. We get off on sharing the most random facts at the most random times. Sometimes we're just talking about pets. Other times it's been the fact that they used to bury people with bells just in case somebody was buried alive. Or the fact that a baby sees splotches, not people, until they reach a certain age and they can actually see humans. All random shit, but all the things that keep us connected. Oh, I forgot to mention that we all have the same birthday, so this extravagant trip thing has some reasoning behind it. But that's the crew, and that's what we do. Last year, we ended up staying at this bed and breakfast in the middle of nowhere, and it turned out to be a bit of a scam. But do we have some stories and a good time overall? It was a 70-year-old couple, some lady and her husband, and they got off on stealing our toiletries in the middle of the night. Money they didn't care about, but that mint toothpaste, that was their jam. Safe to say we made it out alive, but a moment of silence for our toothbrushes, Carmen's favorite hair tie, and all the shoestrings from my left shoes. We laughed about it, and we left a review for anybody who decides to venture. This year, we decided on a resort in New Mexico. They got solid reviews, from the food to the locals to literally the bedding. Everything seemed to be worth it, so that's where we decided. Simple. It's also said to be the best spot for sunsets. And I'm a sucker for them. Back in the day, cowboys would meet up in the town square for their showdowns, but the sun was so captivating that they'd have to wait an extra day to finish what they came to do. So let's just say somebody lived an extra day. But what I really was intrigued by is that they had a local well-known tarot reader, a crystal shop, and you name it, anything spiritual. We all enjoyed this stuff, which meant that picking and choosing what we were going to do was always easy. It was always easy. We met in college and there had been a class exercise where we had to figure out each other's birthdays. And it was at that moment we knew we just have to be friends for life, because how often do you find three other people at the same time with the same birthday? Fate. So we saddled up and drove out. It was a few hours out for us, and we made sure to take the scenic route. The clear skies, the coyotes howling, the desert, it's something else at night. I wonder how many people got lost out here, never to be found, Rudy said. Those are better questions to ask when we make it to our destination, Carmen responded. We listened to podcasts about aliens and skinwalkers and spooked one another out just to stay awake. But it was still a good time, for sure. We arrived in town, and it was right when things were just starting to pop off. The moon was full, there was music going, people in the streets dancing under those stringing lantern lights, and although there was so much going on, there was still a peace to it. Everyone was friendly for the most part. We were staying in this ranch-style house at the end of the town center. And you can tell it had history. The foundation was rustic, and the house was still made out of clay for the most part. It was one level. Standing at the front door, you could see right to the back. And apparently houses in the past were made with clay to keep the place insulated at night, because it gets cold in the desert. There didn't seem to be much electricity since the sun gave off enough during the day, but there were candles everywhere for us. Some were actually lit by the time we got there. We were cool with it though. Time with each other was never boring, so being on our phones or gadgets wasn't a huge priority. We each dropped off our things in our room and then headed back to the living room. As we were walking back, I noticed the backyard. It was interesting. It had what seemed to be a fog, just hovering slightly over the grass. It wasn't really cold that night, but it was a chill. So, food? Immediately. We headed out. We walked down the street towards the town center. Some old guy took Carmen's hands and immediately started dancing with her. She was a sport, and we guys got swept up too. Everybody made sure to welcome us properly. Now, I didn't know if it was me or just something, but it still felt off in this town. Like they were good at keeping secrets here. A lot of them. Tucked away in the deepest parts of their town and homes. We danced and we danced and drank, and we had a real good time until everything cleared out. This place was literally like night and day, no pun intended. One minute there wasn't a space left in the street to see, and the next it was a ghost town. We were tired, but we were also still wired, nonetheless. So we walked home, laughing with each other, making jokes, stumbling all over the place, but being sure to shush each other because we didn't want to wake anybody else up. Typical Taurus. And I had to keep denying that I heard someone laughing or crying or yelling. Maybe. I'm not sure. But my friends didn't mention it, so neither did I. We finally returned home and noticed that there were some candles left on, but none of us admitted to leaving a candle on. But we brushed it off, and before heading to bed, we just decided to hang out in the living room for a while and talk. And that's when, hey, I didn't want to make it weird while we were out, but anybody else feel like we were being watched? Carmen said. Or followed, Mike said. My heart stopped to beat. Yes, Rudy responded. Even walking home, I didn't want to draw attention to it, but yes, the entire time. But it's like everyone ignored it. But out of fear, though. In that moment, the house started to creak as it settled into the night. We stole glances at one another. I'll be honest, we've had some eerie experiences at other places, most certainly, but this felt different. It felt like more than just paranoia. Rudy joked folklore and urban legends and the being buried with bells BS all over again, but we all eventually got over it and just tapered off to our bedrooms. I showered, checked and made sure my toothbrush and my toothpaste was still there, and then I finally headed to bed. My phone didn't really have the best service, so I just lay there for a while. No. My mind is playing tricks, it's all good. I heard a bell again. Then I heard crying. But this time it was closer. And it sounded like it was coming from right under my bed. So there you have it. Tune in next week for another story to keep you up at night. And in the meantime, make sure you check under your beds before you go to sleep. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And sleep tight.